have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review, and I have been so excited for this one. We're joined here with Gavin. Gavin, you've got to tell me about what you chose for this week.
I got the pleasure to review Alligator Bites Never Heal by Doechii, which is coming from an up-and-coming artist. I first heard about Doechii a couple years ago through a feature that she did with an rapper called Smino. And from that, she just piqued my interest. And this is the first full-length project I have heard from her. So I was definitely surprised with what I got here.
Yeah, I am so excited because I feel like she's finally getting like the attention she deserves. Mm-hmm. Like seeing her blow up, I'm so happy.
Oh, she definitely is. And her sound that she displays on this mixtape here, because it is just a mixtape. She's very early in her career. She hasn't came with a full debut album yet. But she shows a ton of potential in multiple different lanes, which is what I like. This album has a lot of versatility where some tracks she's spending the time chopping up her vocal samples and singing through with these hard melodies and just beautiful, pretty production. And other songs, she's going over some more 2000s boom bap kind of beats, and she's rapping, talking about where she fits in the game, how she wants to be the best there is. And I love seeing the confidence just ooze out of her when she spits.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I saw like Kendrick Lamar even said Doechii is the hardest person out right now.
Yeah, and yeah. I saw that too. And I actually learned that she's actually a member of Kendrick Lamar's label, TDE, Top Dog Entertainment. Where Kendrick Lamar personally talked to her, signed her, and she actually goes over that in a couple songs. She's very good with storytelling in her work, yeah. Mm-hmm. Similar in a way that Kendrick is. So on many songs, she actually recaps how she's rose up to the industry through meeting Kendrick, and it's really cool to see that he's putting her on because she is definitely an artist who deserves her flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Do you have like top three songs from this album? I've got
to
know.
You know what? It's really hard to narrow down to three. When I was listening to it back, I really like the track Skip, but I think my top three would likely be Boiled Peanuts, Denial Is a River, and Nissan Ultima, which yeah. is such a fun song.
Oh yeah, me and Elizabeth have been loving this song, and we actually have one for you guys today. This is Doechii with Nissan Ultima right here on New Music Monday. Doechii with Nissan Ultima as our album review for this week. Gavin, do you have any like final points on this album?
Yeah, I just want to say if anyone's heard of Doechii or if you're a fan of that song right there who's listening, I would definitely give this album a listen, give it a spin, because a lot of these tracks, there's 19 tracks, but the entire project is only 47 minutes long. So they're all very short and concise, but they're all filled with so much personality and energy and just skill and talent that really just piques the interest of me. I'm so excited to see where she's going to go with her eventual debut album, which I've heard rumors that should be coming soon around the bend. So hopefully those are true, but I think I will be definitely tabbing in to the new Doechii album whenever that comes.
Oh yeah, I am so excited for that new album. But earlier we were talking about Tiny Desk concerts, and Doechii is my favorite one ever. Have you seen her Tiny Desk concert?
Yes, I have actually. And I was blown away as well, because like you were saying, Liz, they always take their songs and strip them down to a really acoustic version. And She did that for a lot of her tracks that, like I said, you wouldn't really think of an acoustic version of these songs mm-hmm. would be possible or would sound all that different. But she puts so much personality to it, like I said, that they really just take on a new life of their own. So I loved it when I was watching it as well.
Oh, yeah. And she played Nissan Ultima in the Tiny Desk concert, and somehow she sang it even faster than the recorded version, which is crazy.
Right. And that's a hard song to rap along yeah. to, I yeah. feel like, you know. And like you heard in that song, too, just all her flow switches and stuff, too. Like, she really keeps the listeners on their toes. So, and I always appreciate that.
For sure. Well, if you want to see Gavin's full album review, make sure you check that out tomorrow on our website, WZND.com.